The international community should do more to help prevent and relieve large-scale disasters. That's according to senior ministers in the British government. Their comments follow worries that the United Nations Fund for Responding to Major Emergencies will be left dangerously short of money and resources in the coming year. John McManus reports.
This is the second time this year that British ministers have asked other countries to be more generous with their money in the field of international aid. In July, the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, called on members of the European Union to follow what he called the UK's strong leadership and do more to help victims of the famine in the Horn of Africa. Today's comments highlight concerns over whether the United Nations is prepared enough for any future unknown disasters. UN members established the Central Emergency Response Fund following the Asian tsunami in 2004. Its aim was to provide a well-resourced immediate response without having to wait for money to first be donated by individual countries. It's this fund which the British government is worried about, as the International Development Minister Alan Duncan explained.
All modern thinking suggests that the best way to handle this is to prepare in advance. We know there are going to be more disasters. Climate change means there are going to be more floods and things like that. So if you prepare in advance, and as an international community, we do it together, it means that when something suddenly hits a part of the world, we can respond very quickly. And it's that speedy response that is the most effective way of actually saving lives.
This year, as well as the famine in East Africa, the UN has funded relief efforts for the New Zealand earthquake, the Pakistan floods, and the tsunami in Japan. Yet it already has a shortfall of $70 million, which could grow, depending on the number and the scale of disasters which confront it in 2012.
John McManus reporting.